Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Annie Fry Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. They're having right now in the White House a meeting that has to do with this. There's a $12 billion aid package to farmers. And next to President Trump, in Marco Rubio's seat in the cabinet room, is a guy named, how do you say that name?
Courtauld.
We haven't heard him say a word.
No.
And you've put upon him
an
Amish lifestyle.
Yes.
But his name is Court, and his, you know how on the lower Chiron, when you're watching the news, it'll say, like, Secretary of the Treasury, Scott Bessent. It says Courtauld, farmer.
Mm-hmm.
And he's sitting to the president's right. I think that's pretty incredible. That's pretty awesome. Do you feel as though when President Trump said last week in this room at the cabinet meeting, when he went in on how affordability is a Democrat talking point, thumbs up or thumbs down on that?
Thumbs down.
Definitive?
Yeah, definitive. The reason I think he's saying is because he has economic advisors around him, good ones, maybe even Stephen Moore, talking about how good the economy's shaping up to be in 2026. And so he's seeing that Democrats are going to grab that and use it against him for as long as they can. In fact, what's going to happen is even if the economy is great in 2026, they're just going to keep saying it's bad. Like, that's going to happen. So he's not wrong in that sense, but he's got to let people know that that's a top priority for him. That's not the way to do it, is to say, it's just a Democrat talking point.
How many? Can you think of any Democrats off the top of your head that you've heard talking about affordability?
Well,
I mean, Hakeem Jeffries, I played that clip this day where he was asked some question, and his canned affordability response was, boom, ready to go.
Yeah.
Yeah. By the time he started talking, he answered with such confidence and conviction about the point he was about to make that you really kind of forgot what the question was in the first place.
And I'll say this about Hakeem Jeffries and other Democrats: when they talk about affordability right now, they're not wrong entirely. And that's because if you just were to read the transcript and not know who said it, you'd go, well, that's nothing necessarily wrong with that. That's true. I hope that whatever you're talking about, that there does happen for America, because that affects me. But I also, and I'm not trying to be skeptical, but I immediately am skeptical when those same people who've been in office for however long said almost nothing for 4 years under Biden. So they don't care. They don't actually care. And that drives me crazy. It is just politics. And politics is politics. I understand that. But we have a very definitive example of you not caring for a long time, and now you care. I don't believe you.
All of these individual people complaining about affordability who never asked about the price of eggs until President Trump, like, all it took was his hand on the Bible, which he got there halfway through the oath because they rushed it. Chief Justice Roberts rushed it so quickly that it was kind of out of sorts. But, oh, now we're concerned about the price of eggs. Very much so. We were told the entire time during Joe Biden that if things were going up, this is the price of progress, you know, like, this is what you're supposed to do. They passed the Inflation Reduction Act, the Democrats did. It increased inflation.
It was like a joke to call it the Inflation Reduction Act. They all knew it. They all knew that it was stupid to call it that, and they're like, this would be great. It just spends money.
It's not honest. It's intentionally dishonest. And the hypocrisy really grates at people because you can't look at someone like Hakeem Jeffries who wants to increase or wants to, what is it, like a 3-year increase on subsidies for healthcare. That's their solution. The solution to the issue is not to solve the problem. It's to take more taxpayer dollars and throw the money at the problem. Which, if you ask everybody, you know, who's living under these certain subsidies right now, if you ask everybody how they feel about how their health insurance is with the subsidies, people are not happy. It's not like the solution exists already because the subsidies are in place. The subsidies aren't even solving the problem.
No.
And they will only increase over time.
Yes.
I'm tired of being so close to the political game that is being played. And being able to see it there out in full open view. And it's as though everybody seems to know that it exists and people aren't even adjusting their game plan. I guess that the left feels that there are enough people who need to be reminded of their aversion to Donald Trump. If you say something is Donald Trump's fault, they're like, well, of course it is. He does everything wrong anyway. So, of course, it's Donald Trump's fault. And if you tell him that on Monday, and then you remind them again on Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, they're just content to knowing at least we know who to blame.
I hate that we're talking about this. Ryan Schmelz mentioned it, and then I'll reference Stephen Moore, too, because he tweeted about it, that we're talking about Republicans maybe, I don't want to use the word cave, but going along with increasing those subsidies again, because Stephen Moore tweeted out this weekend, I sent it to you guys, in 2023, 1 in 3 subsidy recipients. $121 billion total used Social Security numbers that didn't match IRS records. So those very well could be fake. 1 in 3 recipients of those subsidies.
You know what else ticks me off? How much, like, for the people on the left, specifically Ilhan Omar, who I cannot stand the sight or the sound of her. She hates this country so much. She hates it. And I just don't, I limit my exposure to her and really anyone's squad. I have literally nothing in common with you. You probably hate my existence. I just can't spend too much time with listening to what they have to say or why they have to say it, because everything that they say is consistent and it's always hatred towards what America is and an aggressive push to the progressive left of what America should be at the expense of what it has been. And I can't handle too much of that. But her talking point right now, and this is what really agitates me about the political spin, that is the people who are good at this, they spin it and they know they're not spinning it for everybody. They know some people are going to hear things and be like, can you believe what she just said? They don't care about those people. They're not shocked that you're shocked that she's saying this. She knows what she's doing, but she's out there, was it maybe Meet the Press or something, and she's like, do you know how many Somali people have been affected by this fraud? Nobody's talking about that.
Have been affected by this fraud.
Like, this is, you know, Somali people are taxpayers too. And I'm very upset that that's not a bigger part of this discussion. Get all the way the hell out of here with that nonsense.
It's unbelievable. It is so calculated and it's just, I'm going to go to the press and mass lie. And the whole point is, like you said, the informed voter, either side, we don't care about you. We care about the clip make it through to the average person who doesn't really know, who'd go, oh, I don't really.
Below average person.
I didn't know that.
I would even say. Yeah. Our YouTube poll for today is, do you support Marjorie Taylor Greene? Now, I know that there are folks out there right now who are MTG fans, if you are listening. And I know there are people out there who are not because they don't support anything Republican. I think Marjorie Taylor Greene is a big divisive force within the Republican Party. I've said before, Marjorie Taylor Greene is not my style of politician. If she's good for Georgia 14 or whatever her district is off the top of my head, okay, they're the ones who get to choose to keep her or to trade her in. But, or she can do what she's doing, which is resigning as of January 5th. I believe it is. She's stepping down because she can't seem to play nice with Donald Trump any longer. She did an interview with Leslie Stahl at 60 Minutes and had a lot to say. And I think you can tell by the way somebody goes out if this was an intellectual decision or an emotional decision. Usually it's a combination of the both, but one of those two things usually takes the stronghold over the whole. Sitting down with 60 Minutes and Leslie Stahl, Donald Trump, huge fan of neither of these women at this point in time, or CBS.
I'm going to ask you about this almost solid support he has among Republicans in Congress. Is there in that support fear? Does the support come about because they're afraid that they'll get death threats?
I think they're terrified to step out of line and get a nasty Truth Social post on them. Yes.
And they're watching what happened to you?
Yes.
Behind the scenes, do they talk differently?
Yes.
How?
It's...
Objection, leading the witness. To every question, it's just like an orchestrated, scripted... If Marjorie Taylor Greene has said casually in a conversation leading up to this interview, you should hear how these people talk behind the scenes. Leslie Stahl is like eating all of that up, getting ready to lead her to the water where she can talk about how people talk about Donald Trump behind his back. Now, I don't know. Leslie Stahl might, or excuse me, Marjorie Taylor Greene might be doing this to try to affect something in the electorate. But I don't think anything that MTG is doing right now is about anything other than her butting up against Donald Trump. She wants to say things. If she has this interview and she successfully gets under Donald Trump's skin, that's all she's doing right now. She's happy with that. So here you have Leslie Stahl going, do people say things? Talk differently about him behind closed doors? And she says, yeah. Like, that's funny that you asked that, Leslie.
It would shock people.
Well, let's shock people.
Okay. I watched many of my colleagues go from making fun of him, making fun of how he talks, making fun of me constantly for supporting him, to when he won the primary in 2024, they all started, excuse my language, Leslie, kissing his ass and decided to put on a MAGA hat for the first time.
She couldn't muster a butt?
Just say butt. Just say rear end.
She says, excuse me, Leslie. And she closes her eyes and she puts her hand on her heart over her cross necklace and says, kissing his ass.
She should have said crack.
You know, if your crack's leaky.
Yeah, I know who to call.
Matt Hayes. He's like, did I sign up for this?
Wait a minute. I'm not in this.
Home Shield Foundation Repair. I don't trust this woman to be for the people she represents. And I've never really looked at Marjorie Taylor Greene. She's been on the show. And I you know, we booked her. She had her book out. Book's called MTG, right?
Yeah. Is it?
Yes. We booked her. She came on. She did an interview. She was incredibly lovely to talk about. And I said after that, you know, what I was expecting to have this to go or to feel about this, I felt like maybe I've been wrong about her. And I just think she's really good at politics. I think she's willing to do and say things that politicians, successful politicians, need to do. I think she's willing to go there.
I don't think she's that good at politics. I think she's almost really good at politics.
Well, what do you define politics?
Messaging and playing the game to the benefit of whoever, either that's yourself or your party or your country or whoever. I think she's almost really good at it.
Everybody knows who Marjorie Taylor Greene is.
So she's very good at that part.
That's the politics of it.
And that's for herself. That's getting her name out there. She's going to benefit tremendously
from this.
Which
is the crux of my point. I think that she's really good at the politics of herself. And I think that's why I've had a conflict with being able to look at her and go, I'm glad you're on our team.
I just don't believe her. That's my problem. Is that she has gotten there. I certainly, everybody knows her name. She's got the initials. She's an AOC now. But I just don't believe her when she says all these things. I don't really know what to believe when she speaks, actually.
What I believe that she has an end game with everything she does, which is, again, why I think she's good at politics. Because everything is intentional for an outcome that most of us aren't maybe ever going to know about. And golly, politics is more about who you smash down than who you lift up. It's about removing obstacles out of your way more than it is about sprinting to the finish line. You can stroll to the finish line if you've gotten rid of everything that's in your way. And most political dramas and entertainment are that. Removing obstacles, plucking them one at a time away. I just watched Oppenheimer this weekend. Have you seen it?
No.
Have you seen it?
I've seen about 60%.
Well, that's like 4 hours.
You got to watch the other four.
I ran out of time.
Oh, man. So you haven't seen the whole thing. But the whole, you know, Dr. Oppenheimer, atom bomb, Nagasaki, Hiroshima, they want to create a hydrogen bomb. He's like, that's too far. He's a complicated figure, so on and so forth. But the drama of the movie Oppenheimer has to do with a politically aspiring Strauss is his last name. I don't know what his official title is. I think he was a senator. He wanted to be the commerce secretary. And he's going to, in front of the Senate, to be grilled so that he can be approved to be commerce secretary. And he's intertwined with Oppenheimer, Dr. Oppenheimer, who apparently had some communist ties in a McCarthy era. So if you can attach communism to a cohort of a cohort, then especially in the McCarthy era, you can try to have that rub off on anybody. But the whole movie is a historical story told through the interesting dynamics of political aspiration. And the disgust of it as well. And, you know, I say this all the time. There are 438 people in 35 people in the House of Representatives, 100 people in the Senate. What is it? Three people who are in Congress but aren't voting. So 538 members. How many can you name? Everybody can name Marjorie Taylor Greene. Everybody can name Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Depending on which side of the aisle you're on, you hate the other one. I think a lot of people, though, in our country don't like either. Our YouTube poll for today is, do you support Marjorie Taylor Greene? Yes, you support her and you support her retiring. Yes, you support her, but you think she should still stay. So you like MTG, but you think she should finish her term. No, you don't support her and you want her to finish her term. Or no, and she can't leave fast enough. Go to the Annie Fry YouTube channel and leave us your vote. Ethan's coming in here for sports and local next. Don't go away.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different.
Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Conservative.
Hold up. Check it out.
Sports and local.
Balls and You. A sports update from Ethan Hannaford.
A report on balls.
Unless it's hockey.
Ethan.
Excuse me?
He's always talking about them.
Yeah.
He won't shut up.
Big
he'll,
fan.
He'll like narrate.
Yeah.
Huge fan.
He loved Deflategate.
I actually didn't.
Shriveled.
Because they're exactly.
Oh. Guys are better than that.
Ooh, no, we're not.
No way, dude.
Not when you're in here, Ethan. You bring out the worst in us.
You know, I take great pride in that.
Mm-hmm. Testicle jokes.
Hey, stop it! No! Ryan, when the kids are in the car and we're like dancing around it, that's one thing. You make it so that you're like talking to the... You can't do that.
Bad, Ryan. Bad!
Yeah, thank you.
I'm sorry. I will continue to dance around balls.
Well, now it's too late. Now you've taken the fun out of it. You've deflated it. Ethan?
The St. Louis Blues... have won 2 games in a row.
Yay!
One more!
And it's a winning streak.
Okay. That's what you said last time.
St. Louis got the best of the Ottawa Senators on Saturday night. 2-1 final. Second time that they've beat them in the past week. And Joel Hofer had 41 saves in the outing. And Jake Neighbors had both goals for the Blues. Bad news is that Jordan Kyrou got hit against the boards during that game, left the game, did not return, and I think he's considered day-to-day right now, so hopefully Kyrou doesn't miss too much time. And then yesterday, the Blues beat the Montreal Canadiens by a final score of 4-3, where Captain Braden Schenn had 2 goals and an assist, and, well, the Blues now, crazy, this is kind of funny, you know, I was looking into this last night, and I was wondering, you know, where do the Blues right now stand in the playoff picture? And I was really surprised to find out that St. Louis right now is only 2 points out of a playoff spot.
What?
So even with how hideous the start of the year has been for St. Louis.
And only 8 months out of the playoffs. When did playoffs start?
April? I think April.
Man. I think April. So this is forever.
It is a long season. You are right about that. They're only 2 points behind the Utah Mammoth, who have the second wild card spot
now. The Utah Mammoth is a team?
Yeah, they were.
Is that a recent expansion?
Yes. So, well,
like yesterday?
Kind of. 2 years ago.
Now, the Mammoth is very old.
Is the Mammoth new?
No. Ethan?
2 years ago, the Arizona Coyotes moved to Salt Lake City, Utah, and they last year were the Utah Hockey Club, and because they hadn't come up with what they wanted their mascot to be, and then during the offseason, fans voted on it, and the Mammoth is what ended up winning. So now they are the Utah Mammoth, but they were formerly the Arizona Coyotes.
It would be great.
What?
Is if a team decided that their mascot was the Mascots, and it was just all old, used other mascots, and you never really knew what you were getting.
No, Ryan, that's only funny to you.
I would go to every game.
Well, that would be lucrative.
Until I got tired of it, which is probably about 2-3 games. But
yeah.
I still
think... Yeah, they should really do that. That would be
They would get my
awesome.
Full media endorsement.
Which is purchasable.
And it's valueless.
Purchasable and valueless.
Some say priceless.
This really
is
selling
even
yourself.
Valueless.
I think I meant to say priceless.
I think you did. I think you were...
And I said valueless.
I think you were right. Anyway.
Well, you didn't mean to do that?
I'm not sure.
That's so sad.
It's great that you admitted it.
Hey, exciting news for Missouri State's football team. They just moved to the FBS level, so the highest level of college football this year.
Are they
year.
In the football playoffs, too?
They made it to a bowl game this year.
Oh, a bowl game.
A bowl game.
Yeah, so they're going to be playing in the Xbox Bowl.
Sweet.
Yep, and they're going to be facing off against Arkansas State. Normally, teams that are currently are in the transition period from FCS to FBS aren't eligible.
Can
for
you
the
explain
first...
what FCS and FBS stand for?
I would gladly do so. So the NCAA
so.
Is broken up into different division levels. There's Division III, Division II, and Division I. Division I is the highest level of college sports, but because you know there's so many big money schools and there's also some smaller schools in Division I, they break Division I basically into 2 levels. And for football, it's called FBS, which is where at the end of
what
the year
I would
you play,
say right now is FBS, but go on.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
That was a Ryan comment. Mm-hmm. Those teams in the FBS at the end of the year will play in a bowl game, and in the FCS they play in a playoff tournament style. So that is the difference between the FBS and FCS. The bigger teams play.
Do they give out participation trophies in the FCS also?
They do not.
Oh, okay.
No, they do not do that. So Missouri State only eligible this year because there weren't enough eligible bowl eligible teams. So because they were transitioning, they said, hey, let's give one to Missouri State. Missouri is going to be playing number 19 Virginia in the Gator Bowl. And who does Illinois play? I can't find who. Oh, they play Tennessee. Illinois will play Tennessee in the Liberty Mutual Music City Bowl.
They just played Tennessee in basketball.
I know. This is football.
Uh-huh.
But they did beat Tennessee in basketball. The final score was 75-62 over the weekend. So is there any, Ryan, help me out here. Is there any local sports updates that I am missing from the weekend?
No.
Ryan, you liar. Ryan, Kansas beat Mizzou in college basketball this weekend.
Oh.
That is what I was forgetting.
Well, if you consider that local.
Is Kansas, what are they ranked?
Kansas is ranked 21st in the country right now.
Oh, what's Mizzou?
Mizzou is currently unranked.
They are? I thought Mizzou was going to be really good this year.
They were supposed to be better this year, but next year's the year where they have the number one recruiting class in the country. So next year, they're supposed to be really good.
All right.
But we'll have to go ahead and wait and see. Do you want another story here, Annie?
I don't know. Do you have anything else that's good?
Is it related to balls?
This one is not related to balls, but it
then
is
let's do it.
Related to the Muni. Next year, the Muni is going to start the process of... what was so funny about
but
that?
But wait.
Oh, this story's
balls,
got,
no.
This story's
you
got mean, no balls.
You said that yes. Like there was irony involved in the fact that it was related to the Muni, which is not a connection that I can make.
None whatsoever. Zero intention, even.
No balls, but the Muni.
Next year, the Muni is going to start the process of upgrading and renovating the auditorium. The announcement was made just this morning that beginning in September of next year, crews are going to be working to upgrade all 10,700 seats, replace concrete, and improve
seats?
Stormwater drains.
Confession. I've never been to the Muni.
Really?
Never.
I
like live
like
theater,
the
too.
I've been to it while there's not shows playing. So I've walked through it through Forest Park.
You have as much experience on that as you do the snows.
And Cracker Barrel. You know what, though? You didn't mention that there is a balls-related news with this.
Really?
The first show they're doing is Space Jam, which I don't understand because the cartoon parts are going to be really hard.
Is that for real?
No.
Oh. I didn't
know. Is that all crap?
That's all crap.
I believe.
Can you imagine a live stage version of Space Jam?
No, don't make us entertain your goofy
You guys
ideas.
Are the crazy ones.
Too late.
For
I'm
believing that.
$9.5 million in renovations going into the Muni next September through December.
Cool.
Great. Looking forward to that.
This would be so cool if this person was listening to this show right now, but I don't expect that they are. And I'm trying
John
to.
Muni.
Mm-hmm. I hope he's not. I really hope he's not.
What are they doing to my theater?
Well, theater.
What about balls?
We're not doing Space Jam.
There, I was watching, going through YouTube last night, just homework was being done, so we put kind of meaningless things on YouTube, so there's something on, but whatever. And when we come back, I am going to show you just a clip of the most amazing train setup. What would you call this? A Christmas village.
Christmas miracle is what I call it.
It is a Christmas miracle. The YouTube channel is Dave Homan. And the reason why I'm shouting out Dave Homan for his Christmas village is because he built it in his house. And right above this elaborate Christmas village that he's built, I've never seen anything like this in my life, are a bunch of Blues jerseys and like a life-size stand-up of David Freese rounding third, you know the pose.
Mm-hmm.
Like, this guy is a huge St. Louis fan. So I'm thinking, I just stumbled into this, but I'm thinking he might be one of us here. I'm going to show a little bit of the video so that you can see it on the Annie Fry YouTube channel, but it's Dave Homan on YouTube, and it's the subject is, or the title is, Making a Lionel in Department 56 Christmas Village 2025, and I'm like, you guys have never seen anything like this. I can't wait to show you. We'll take a quick break. Dave Homan, you're the man. We'll be right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Be Kelly Clarkson's best song. I know you're a big fan.
Since You've Been Gone is better, obviously.
I don't know.
Did she write this song though?
Underneath the Tree. I don't know. I've never heard it anywhere else.
I think I have heard other artists do this, but she might have been the original.
I just can't stress enough to the kids out there, this is how we grew up. Millennials grew up wondering about things, and then we discussed, some of us took bold opinions on it that were completely unverifiable because there was no Google. All of that could have just been answered by a very quick Google search, which you have now done.
Well, I am, but I don't know the name of the song. So
Underneath
I'm just
the Tree.
Is it? Okay.
I just said that, yeah.
Underneath the
at
Tree.
At least that's what's in the system that I looked at. But I just think it's wild because what we just did there, I would say, yeah, I think she probably wrote it because I haven't heard anyone else say it, sing it before. And the fact
it is hers.
The
it's
fact
hers.
That I've never heard anyone else sing Underneath the Tree is in no way, shape, or form a good reason. That's like not admissible in court as evidence. It's just the thought that I had and that we grew up that way. And the most obnoxious and opinionated of us really informed the public.
Wow, I'm shocked because I really would not have thought she wrote that song. I thought it predated her, but that song came out in 2013, and that's probably one of the most popular songs of the last 10 or 12 years.
Which reminds me of the Annie Fry Show Christmas special, which we will be airing, I think, starting on Christmas Eve during the noon hour, so you can start. I love, love, love our Christmas show.
Me too.
There is so much fun in it, but there's also Ryan's Mariah Carey documentary.
Which plays twice per hour.
It does not. But
well, it should.
It probably plays twice. Well, it probably plays at once every 3 hours.
Something like that.
There was just something that happened. Oh, the song Fantasy came up. And I can only hear Fantasy with you in that documentary. You're like, sweet, sweet fantasy, baby. And I can't hear Mariah Carey sing it. I can only hear you doing that as if it's a part of a factual VH1 pop-up video special.
Yeah, it's like a behind the music. It's like a behind the music on that song. And you know what's funny is that I did that probably 5 or 6 years ago. It was shortly after I started here. And that song was just becoming a joke.
Yeah.
Everybody knew the song.
I think the story came about how much money she's made on it. And once that came out, it kind of, would you say, commercialized the magic
yeah.
of I don't want. And then you just immediately cringe and you're like.
Well, there was a time in our recent history where you didn't think of Mariah Carey and just think of Christmas. And now you do.
In her little Santa Claus.
Yeah.
White fluff
little teddy.
Suit. No. It's not.
Theodore.
Roosevelt.
It's longer.
It's Americana Christmas, people. What are you talking about? When I think of Christmas, I do think of... Did you grow up with a little village at your house? Did
yeah.
you have those?
Yeah, it was a little felt village, though. It was like made of yarn, but we had a little village in my grandma's house, and it blew over a lot because it was made of yarn.
Did you guys have a village?
Well, yeah,
like a Charles Dickens village?
Yeah. Ours, I think, was ceramic, but yeah.
Yeah, everybody else's were.
We're building one out of Legos now.
Not Wiggins.
Legos?
Yes, they've got Lego Christmas Village.
They're great. There was wonderment in the littleness. And if you could throw a train in there, like kids don't even see trains anymore in real life. So having a miniature train is like.
Or when they ride Amtrak, it's late.
They don't ride Amtrak. But that was something growing up in the 80s and the 90s. At Christmas time, you set the little town out. You put the little people out. If you were super ahead of the game, you had little lampposts that lit up. Little Christmas trees with a little snow mm-hmm. frost on them.
Yep.
Can you remember like sitting and looking at it?
Yeah.
Do you remember being a kid and sitting and looking at things? Sitting and looking.
Yes. In wonderment.
Do your children ever just sit and look for amounts of time?
Yes.
At what?
Usually at me.
In wonderment.
In disgust.
And I am staring with my smile, my patented smile.
So creepy. Do they?
Yeah, we've had that stuff, and my parents have that stuff. My grandma had that stuff up just recently. And so they would look at a lot of that stuff when it was, especially Christmas time. But I and this isn't Christmas related, but my son, who's 8 years old, would, every time we'd go over to my grandma's house, he would go and look in her curio cabinets because she just had
things,
stuff in them,
tchotchkes
and
trinkets.
One of the things that he was always enamored with was these model cars that she had in there. And she only had them because he was so enamored by them. She didn't need them anymore. But he loved looking at those things, and he would get them out and play with them. And that curio cabinets in general remind me of my grandma.
There are a lot of curio cabinets that are for sale for very cheap now.
Yeah. And they're also weirdly making a comeback because of that.
Are they?
Yeah, I've seen people really seek cool ones.
What do you do with them?
Not like 1987 ones, but there are certain ones that are popular again.
So I want to show you this cityscape.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That Dave Homan, Hohman, there's a 20, how long is this video total? It's a 23-minute video, but you get to see at the beginning what the thing looks like, but then it shows him putting the whole thing together in like sped up video. What is that called? I don't know.
Time lapse?
Yeah, time lapse. And look at this sucker.
Whoa.
It's,
oh, that's cool.
It's enormous.
It's multiple levels.
Yes, it is. And you get to watch as he puts the whole thing together. So I'm going to skip forward here. And do you see? Look, he's got a Shen jersey. Braden Shen. He's got a Shen jersey on here. Here's a picture of him. He's putting stuff together. He's wearing a St. Louis Blues t-shirt.
He's got an Oshie jersey back there.
He's got, let's see here. I just stumbled across it. Like, YouTube knew that.
Those are Blues jerseys. Mm-hmm.
So you get to watch him assemble this whole thing. And again, you get to see it from his, if it's a walkout basement or something, but the carpet is completely empty. He puts the boards down, he starts building, and you get to see the whole thing within 23 minutes. But this whole place is chock full. Look at this. Look at that. Is that beautiful or what?
That is fantastic.
Look at that.
It's a little town.
This is art.
Well, it's a big town, actually.
It's a huge town. He's got blue stuff all over. He's got Cardinal stuff on the other wall. But
Oshie and Federko up on the right.
And then
you
get to see it at night.
That's super cool.
Well, I don't know. I don't know anything about Dave Holman. He might not live in St. Louis. He'll maybe never hear this. But if you know Dave Holman, and he has an incredibly elaborate train set up at his house at the end of the video here, you guys got to go watch the whole thing. And I'll tweet it out so that you guys can get the link specifically. But at the end, he says the whole thing started in 1988. And this is what it started as.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah, that's what everybody had.
This awesome. Is maybe a, like, 2.5 foot wide loop of a train underneath a little Christmas tree with a few houses. But in 1988, you would have sat and laid down. You got to get, like, when you're a child, and my kids do this at my parents' house. They have a tree that has a very nice train that goes around it and a few little things. But, you know, kids, they get down and they look at the cityscape at eye level. And that's something that I think is incredible to still see kids be fascinated by. I just don't know that they would be as fascinated for as long as we would have as kids, because we didn't, you know, you had 6 channels on the television and they only programmed for kids at certain windows during the week and during the day. Mm-hmm. But I've never seen a train set up like this guy has here. It's incredible. There's David Freese.
Oh yeah. So it's not just Blues.
No. David Freese on the wall. David Holman, if you're out there, man, you did a great, great job here. He's got some first-person views of what it looks like to...
Oh, that's really
cool.
That
is super cool.
Doesn't it look like a real little town city?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Dang, the detail that guy's doing.
I've never seen anything like this.
It's very good.
I really want to know if he's in St. Louis. And if he's in St. Louis, one of the local TV stations should do a report on this guy. He should get some publicity. His video that he uploaded premiered on November 30th. It's got 700,000 views.
That's awesome.
And it deserves every single one of them. And when you watch the video, like if you ever put on YouTube and you see some of those kind of mood setting videos or whatever, you can watch the video. He's got great music behind it. You just put it up for 23 minutes and just kind of let it keep you company on a December afternoon or evening. Great job, Dave Holman. I don't know you and you don't know me, but I think you're great. You're adding to the Christmas spirit.
Absolutely.
Do you have a train at your house?
No.
Do you guys?
Yep. Around our tree.
Is it go?
Yep.
We have a monorail.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I've never seen that.
I'll send a first-person video of it. Winnie will walk by and destroy it. She keeps biting the tree skirt and pulling it into the middle of her room. Rosie, our 40-pound Australian Shepherd, is unbothered. Winnie is like, I'm here to destroy.
You never introduced who Winnie was.
It's my 5th kid. Winnie is my husband.
That's what I was hoping to hear.
Yeah. She's a 9-pound King Charles Spaniel dog. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll get the results to today's polls, including our response to this. Do you support Marjorie Taylor Greene? Annie Fry YouTube channel, come vote. We'd love to hear your thoughts on this. We'll read some of your comments along with our responses. Scooter said MTG is leaving because Trump and his MAGA goons threatened her. Why are we leaving that information out of the discussion? Well, Scooter, that's why I included your comment. Now it's a part of it. Thanks for being here. Bob said MTG should stay. Very disappointed. And Vicky said she needs to finish her term. What do you think? We'll be right back. A heart that's not complete. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. The YouTube live chat poll today: do you support Marjorie Taylor Greene? The options are yes, you support her and you support her retiring. Yes, you support her, but you think she should stay. No, you don't support her and she should finish her term. And no, she can't leave fast enough. Ryan, what do you think?
I'm really on the borderline with her. I'm going to go with her voting record and say, yes, I do support her. And I think she should stay.
What about you, Brad?
I think no, but I think she should finish her term. You made a commitment when you ran for this term the second time. Take your term, finish it out. You made that commitment to the people and then retire. But don't announce your retirement and bail early and then create, what is it, a special election for a couple months? That's ridiculous. Finish your term.
Why do you support her if she's willing to bail on a razor-thin majority? Like, her absence could put the Republicans' ability to get the job done in peril.
Well, I don't support that. I support her voting record. And that's why I'm saying she should stay, is that that's a mistake, in my opinion. And that would remedy that mistake.
I'm a no, and she should finish her term. I'm not somebody who's ever been a huge fan of hers. I understand that she's not really for me. So if she's, you know, if she's doing what her constituents are supportive of and they vote for her, I don't really love getting, I don't think it's fruitful to look at politics and give any one person the right to define what that Republican Party needs to be. I think you need to have a lot of broad, a big tent, a broad understanding of, you know, a few foundational principles, but can be interpreted in different ways, or maybe there are different pathways that get you to a more responsible constitutional way of doing any given thing. But I'm not enthralled with those who go to Washington who I feel are working the most on elevating their own profile. Mm.
Like, she is absolutely that.
And that it's not for me. And I can't imagine that in her red district. I mean, she's won that thing by double digits. Mm-hmm. It's not like it's going to probably, but you never know. It's probably going to stay red. And if there was a nationally no-name person who got in there, they would vote the same way Marjorie Taylor Greene did. So, it's, you know, the fact that she is a Republican is not enough for me to be like, oh, I think she's great. But it's. I don't want her gone, you know, like I don't want Susan Collins and Murkowski from Alaska. I don't want them gone in favor of Democrats.
Right.
But they're not my kind of Republican. I don't want the Republican Party to reflect them instead. It's just I'm not her biggest fan. Better than Democrat, for sure. This is a very divided response here. Do you support Marjorie Taylor Greene? 18% of you say yes and that you support her retiring. So 18% of you all think everything 100% A+ Marjorie Taylor Greene. 21% of you said, no, you don't support her and she can't leave fast enough. That's pretty amazing. 25% support her but think she should stay, like Ryan, and 36% said no and she should finish her term. Pretty divided today in the poll results. Thank you for being with us. Go watch that video by David Holman on his trains. So cool.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.